Few ministers of the gospel have left so indelible a mark in the hearts and minds of a nation as a man called Peter, a Scotsman named Peter Marshall. As pastor of the New York Avenue Church in Washington, D.C., his sermons were quoted in every state in the Union. When he served as chaplain of the United States Senate, contemporary senators always made it a point to be on hand on time for his inspiring invocation. In January of 1949, his untimely death was mourned throughout the world. But the essence of Peter Marshall's ministry remains in all or any one of his recorded sermons.
At the beginning of the war, there were two notable examples. You may remember the foundering of the Athenia and the loss of the city of Benares off the west coast of Africa. And at that time, one of the popular songs was, as you may remember, the Beer Barrel Polka. And we read, incredible as it seems, we read of survivors struggling in the water, crouched, wet and shivering in lifeboats, singing together, "Roll out the barrel and we'll have a barrel of fun." One might wonder at the choice of a song. One might be aghast at the prospect of facing eternity to the strains of the Beer Barrel Polka. But there is nevertheless something thrilling about the spirit that can sing at such a time, even although what they sing seems inane and strangely inappropriate. I have often thought, what a startling contrast to another maritime disaster, which some of you will remember. In May 1912, when the Titanic went down, I was a very little boy then, but I can well remember the special editions of the papers and the magazines with their heavy black borders describing the loss of this magnificent new ship which men said could never sink. This floating palace was in collision with a floating mountain of ice.